The Irish Farmers Association is mounting a further protest this morning over beef prices. They've blockaded a distribution centre operated by Lidl in Charleville. It follows a similar protest in Naas in County Kildare yesterday. Our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent Fran McNulty is on the line and can tell us more. What's happening, Fran?
Well, Brian, at around 7:02 this morning, a tractor arrived at the gates of the Lidl distribution centre just outside Charleville. The IFA president, Joe Healy, as he was yesterday in Naas, is there with quite a number of people from the IFA organisation. This is the second blockade. Joe Healy committed yesterday that if there was not a move on cattle prices, the IFA would continue to put blockades in place, and that is exactly what they're doing. This distribution centre is another vital hub for the Lidl retailer. They distribute to products to stores all over the country from this particular centre. These retail distribution centres are vital because the supply chain for supermarkets is quite short. If supplies out of those distribution centres are hit for more than 48 hours, there would be almost an immediate impact on product availability in stores. And the IFA are aware of that, and that's why they're hitting these kind of facilities.
The protests, though, are also talking while the beef task force is meeting. This is the forum at which this issue is meant to be thrashed out and one would hope resolved. So is this more about internal farm politics than actually achieving progress on the beef price issue?
There's a lot of farm politics in this. I mean, the Meat Industry Ireland, which represents the meat processors, said yesterday that what the IFA was doing was actually undermining the task force. There are decades of issues.
Oh, I think Fran has just gone. We've just lost Fran. Perhaps we'll try and get back to him in just a moment, but the time now here, Maureen Ireland, just gone 21 minutes past 7. We established contact with our agriculture correspondent, Fran McNulty. Fran, we were talking about that protest now, the second mounted by the Irish Farmers Association in relation to the beef controversy. This morning they'll be blockading the Lidl plant or distribution centre at Charleville in County Cork. You were explaining how this is as much a matter of internal farm politics. Do we expect further protests of this sort then in the days ahead?
It is likely, Brian. What's happening is when the IFA came out and said if we don't see an immediate increase in cattle prices, they know when cattle prices are announced. So both last night and today, what happens is factories begin ringing their agents requesting certain cattle types for slaughter on Monday morning and on Tuesday morning. So they will begin to say to those agents, and the price we will offer is X or Y. So there will be an indication today whether prices are beginning to move upwards, and that is how the IFA will judge whether they continue. They also know that Meat Industry Ireland told RTE earlier this week that a price increase is likely, but it's just a matter of when. So there is a sense that an increase in price is coming, given that prices have been increasing in the UK and across Europe. The IFA knows that. So there is a certain feeling out there that in the sense they know that this is an opportune moment to increase some pressure, that a price increase may come, and their campaign is seen to have worked very well. And they are under pressure because we have the new beef plan movement that was behind a number of protest actions earlier this year. You had the beef blockades, then you had the tractorcade last week, which led to gridlock in Dublin City. So the IFA is positioning itself as well, and it is the largest farming organisation in the country, and it's making its voice heard.
Very good. Fran McNulty, thank you for that. The time, 7:30.